Celtics Tonight, presented by Star Market, continues from the Garden. Celtics and the Dallas Mavericks of the national TV game. Our conversation with the head coach, brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. As much time and as much labor as I put into this segment trying to figure out things for us to talk about every night, this is literally something that it never occurred to me that I saw 2 minutes ago. I saw Jaylen Brown and Micah Shrewsbury sitting, as I often do before the game, with a laptop, with a device, with a tablet, whatever, looking at stuff. And it occurred to me to ask the following. How have tablets, portable laptops, things like, how have they changed the game as far as use of time when you can suddenly do things now that you couldn't do? We saw Blake Griffin the other day call an official over to use it and use a tablet. I mean, it's obviously the game is always changing that way, the technology constantly, but I just realized that time, it's time shifting.
Well, I think what it does is it puts responsibility on the coaches to be right in what they show the players, and that leaves no excuses for the players not to be prepared for a game. You know, I think that ultimately, you know, we can put all of our scouting, all of our minutes, everything we have, you know, on their laptops, iPads, et cetera. And then we have it all clipped up on ours. And even on days where you don't practice or days where you just get together briefly, it's a great preparation day. And it's easy to do because all that stuff is shareable. You know, I just got out of a film session with a guy right after we were done with our walkthrough. And, you know, our video guys put it together in an hour. And it was, you know, clips of the last 2 years. And I think that that's something that is not unique to us. But, you know, if players really want to take advantage of learning and growing through film, they can.
Max and Jeff Twist like to talk about Bill Fitch used to have, he used to dispatch Jeff, the longtime PR guy for the Celtics, to pick up the videotape. VHS tape of the previous game, and then you couldn't watch it until you got to the hotel.
Yeah, when I started at Butler, I was at the director of basketball operations, and I made friends with all of the director of operations and other conferences in our area. So, like, I would go and meet Miami of Ohio's director of ops in Richmond, Indiana. Or one time I had to drive to Southern Illinois, which was a four-hour drive, to get a tape because that was the only game tape we were going to have before we played our next opponent. And then you get back, and now you've got to cut the tape up. And back then it was three VHS things stacked on top of each other. We had one rewinding, run playing, one recording. And so times have changed, and it's become a lot more efficient. You know, right when we get on a plane from San Antonio, we had the Minnesota-New Orleans game almost done from clipped-up standpoint. And that's pretty unique when you think about it.
Hopefully kids are Googling VHS right now. All right, skipping the joke about Gordon playing against Minnesota every night. Is there something, aggressiveness, anything, that his good games this year have had in common?
The ball went in.
Sometimes I think we overreact. We
call the 30-pointers good games, and we call the 18 and 7, you know, assists and less shots, you know, good game, but not like the 30-pointers. So sometimes it's a matter of opportunity. It's a matter of the ball going in. He's pretty consistent with how he plays with regard to defending, making plays for other people, rebounding. But the other night he got more opportunity and made a lot of shots, made 14 of his last 16 shots. And that's, you know, no matter how much you have it rolling, that's not going to happen every night.
All right, I have no choice but to bring this up because it was a huge part of our show the other night. Because when Art Horn tells me, a Celtics trainer, that Al Horford can play 25 minutes, I go, okay, he can play 25 minutes. Do you have the same intellectual reaction that I do, not understanding what happens in that 26th minute? When a game's – I had a conversation. I had a sports radio, quote-unquote, argument. It was a fun conversation with Terry Francona years ago about pitch counts. There's a pitcher named Jabba Chamberlain, and for the Yankees, they had the Jabba rules. And I – you know, back in the – when I was growing up, guys threw 160 pitches and whatever. I don't understand the science. Do you, A, understand the science that says why 25 and not 26? And how do you have to manage this during a game?
Well, I think number one is it's not as much about that game, other than unless you went into like 36 or 38, because what happens is when you're coming back from not playing, you know, you want to come back at a steady rate to depending on the injury, obviously, a steady rate so that you don't get overly fatigued in a game and become more susceptible to another issue, whether it's another issue that happens in that game because you're compensating for it, because, you know, you don't want to over, you know, have too much wear and tear on the knee. 25 is a general number. And so, but it's based on, okay, if we have 3 weeks of 25 and we have 10 games in that time, those 250 minutes are better than 350 minutes. And that will allow us to progress to the next 3 weeks and add up and add up. And I think that that's the bottom line. But we talk about it all the time. Like I asked today, if he ends up with 26 or 27 as we progress up to this, is that a good thing? Not only can you, is that a good thing? And the answer is yes. So it's more of a general thing. And then we can reevaluate when it goes to overtime like it did against Philly. And some nights I'll say, hey, no. And that was the case last year with Jalen's hamstring in Philly in overtime.
Right.
In the playoffs. And so I think that that's just one of those things you ask your trainers. They provide the insight, and then you do what they tell you to.
There's no ankle bracelet or anything like one of those, like if you ever have home arrest or something like that, you're not allowed to. It's 26 minutes. It's gonna blow.
You know what's funny? We talked about it, though, afterwards. Like I know exactly how many minutes he's playing in each stint, and, you know, I kind of get pissed in the first quarter if I've got a guy sitting there at the six-minute mark and there's no foul call until about 4:30 because it's wasting a minute and a half that I need at the end of the game.
Well, your scheduling this year remains very consistent, finding all these hot teams. Anyone that sat home watching San Antonio and Houston last night knows what you went through with those.
Feel a little bit better about that trip.
Yeah, a little bit.
You watch those two teams play, don't you?
Crazy games last night. Obviously, great San Antonio games. Was so good. Just offensively, they're just clicking. And here comes Dallas, 18 threes the other night. There is something about what when they go to their second unit this year, particularly with Kleba and Barea on the floor, it's almost like they get better, and one of the reasons, when you look at a team that has outperformed what the quote-unquote experts think they're going to do, it's often, to me, it's that lack of drop-off when you go to that second group.
Yeah, and they're old. That's the thing. When you bring in Barea and Harris, you got guys that have been there, done that. Like, anything they go through tonight will not be new. Mm-hmm. They'll have been through it, you know, and sometimes with younger players – there's always something new, but those guys are both, you know, in their 30s and have done unbelievable things, you know, been a part of special teams. And then you got Dirk coming off with them, let alone Kleba and Finney Smith and some of those other guys, but Dwight Powell. But it's a good group, and they all know what they do best, and they're all smart, and they're all old.
And that same question, the same issue we discussed with Pop, being able to coach different ways with different players. I mean, you could do just that's cut and paste, carbon copy with Rick Carlisle.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. And he is he's the head of our coaches association. He's a good friend. He's a good friend to coaches in general. And, you know, you learn a lot from him when you watch his teams play.
That's the head coach. We got some technology in. That was good. Jay Wessel.
That's good. What we're here for.
It's, you know what? If we can just get a little bit in every little piece of the world, we're better.
We got technology and we got minutes restrictions. We got a lot covered.
We got it all in. This will be in the best of.
All right.
We'll run this at the Christmas party next year.
That'll be a high level compilation.
Celtics and Mavs next on the 98.5 the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.